Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I thought today we might talk about trail cameras. You know, deer season is literally just around the corner. Bow season is almost upon us. Won't be that many more weeks, and it'll be time to get in the deer blind. Trail cameras have come a long, long way in the last 20 years, let's say. I can actually remember the first trail camera that I ever saw, and this was probably about, probably 22 years ago. It was a film camera that you mounted in the woods, and to be honest with you, it did not work very well. A company sent it to me. This was before digital. But it was you put 35 millimeter film in it, and it took pictures, supposedly. I did not have very good luck with it. But that was back the early models of trail cameras. But now, I mean, I have a trail camera that is, the resolution is so high. Some of you might know that I'm an outdoors writer, but I've actually used the image from the trail camera set on high resolution for, you know, photographs in magazines with my outdoor stories. So, you know, trail cameras have come a long, long way. They even have the option of video. You can set them on a video mode with sound. In other words, you can actually see that buck coming in, working a scrape. You can create a mock scrape, you know, make a scrape on the ground, a buck scrape, and add some scent to it and set your camera up. And I've done this several times in the past and actually see that buck come in. And, you know, a buck will always rub his preorbital gland on a overhanging limb. He'll bite that limb and chew on it and rub his forehead and leave his calling card there for does. But trail cameras, a lot of these things people have never witnessed, have never seen. I mean, you can spend a lifetime deer hunting and maybe never actually witness a buck doing some of these things that bucks do. But with the trail camera, you can see the things. They're your eyes in the woods. Another thing that another great innovation is the trail cameras that send pictures back in the woods, send those pictures directly to your cell phone. There's a unit that I'm actually just going to start using. I've just got it coming in. I just ordered it. But for about $4 cell service a month, I think it's AT&T, you can get the service. And when the buck or the hog or whatever trips the trigger on that, it sends the picture, the photo, right to your cell phone. So it'd be pretty neat to be in, say you had an office job or you were in town and you have a farm or a lease out somewhere, and your phone will ping and you look up and there's a big old deer or big hog. It's a great way to know what's going on when you're not there. I mean, who knows, you might even find a poacher there that you don't want there on your place. But I don't think anything will ever take the place of really old school scouting for deer. By that I mean reading sign on the ground and looking at sign in the woods and knowing what's going on. But I'll tell you, it'll really, really help, and it'll really up your chances of success if you know, say you have a trail camera set on a particular buck trail or area that they're feeding. Say there's an apple orchard, an old apple orchard or something, dropping fruit, and you have a trail camera there. While you're gone, you'll know what's coming in. So I'm really, really keen on the use of trail cameras. I think many of you that hunt deer, probably that are listening, also do use trail cameras. But the great tool, we are just about out of time, folks. I really appreciate you listening each week. It's a nice little diversion, our little show, and get away from the regular programming for a little bit and give us the opportunity to talk about something fun. For people like us, it's always hunting and fishing. So we'll be with you next week.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.